This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Robinson churning towards the goal line. Winfield trying to hold him out, but he can't. Touchdown, Brian Robinson from 7 yards out gets the Commanders on the board.
That is courtesy of Fox Sports, I believe. Is that correct? Yes. Thank you, Robbie. The reason we are talking about Brian Robinson, the Commanders running back, is because the latest reports say he's likely played his last game with Washington. And I don't know what's going on there because I'm a believer in if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But first you have Terry McLaurin requesting a trade, and now you have the issue with Brian Robinson. So things are changing for the team who made it all the way to the NFC title game. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the reason we brought it up is because it was part of our discussion surrounding the Five On It segment. The Bears are still likely in need of more running back talent. Now, he's probably wanting more money than perhaps what the Bears could pay him, but it's at least worth a question when, you know, he didn't play last night against the Bengals, and he is somebody who has value, especially as somebody adding versatility possibly to a running back room that needs it.
It's one of those situations where it's a numbers game because the Washington Commanders have so much running back depth. Of course, Austin Eckler is a guy that played limited games last year, started 6 of them, but only played 12, and Brian Robinson basically was the guy. And the
Debo Samuel adding
him to the roster, knowing he's going to get work out of the backfield, it jumbles things up, and you're like, oh, well, they don't really need him, so why would they pay him?
Yeah, it's an odd man out perhaps scenario, but regardless, he can produce. Like, he had 8 rushing touchdowns last year. He's had at least 700 yards in each of his first 3 NFL seasons, 41 total games. He's got 20 total touchdowns. Sounds like a guy a lot of teams can use.
But for the Bears specifically, I don't think you make this move of trading for him unless you do intend on paying him, and that doesn't necessarily make sense. That means Ben Johnson would have to be a certain level of high on him. And the question then becomes, how do Ben Johnson and in turn Ryan Poles evaluate his skill set? And does it fit with what Ben Johnson wants to do?
So according to overthecap.com, and there's always a couple of different sources on this. SpotRack is one a lot of people use as well. That the space the Bears have is $13.2 million right now.
Right. That sounds about right. And understanding.
You want like $5 million to work with to pay people you move up and down on a practice squad, stuff like that.
Yeah. You want both the flexibility to do that, what you just said, which is the practice squad, injuries, you don't know what you're going to do, but also the trade deadline and to be able to absorb something if you want to make a big ad at the trade deadline. You want to have that type of flexibility as well.
So I say all of this to say, is it worth looking at when you consider, number one, the Bears running back room, as we know, is not entirely healthy. You know, Roschon Johnson was the one person we were focusing on to see how this was going to go. A lot of people wanted to see Ian Wheeler. He had 2 touchdowns in the game on Sunday. But when it came to Roschon being likely the man to be the complement to what DeAndre Swift does, he's set back by an injury. We don't know what's going on with Kyle Monongai's health, as Anthony Heron just mentioned. But either way, this is a guy who's gotten proven production at the Commanders.
I think understanding that this is a guy who had 36 catches in his second year in Washington, only 20 catches last year. He played 14 games, started 13 of them. I just wonder if he fits what Ben Johnson wants to do. He's been a good running back. There's no doubt about that. You, like you said, you started the segment saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it. He's certainly been a part of what has worked right for the Commanders. I just wonder if for Ben Johnson that can be in that same space. And if it is, pull the trigger. You want to have optimal offense. I know Caleb Williams is no longer a rookie quarterback, but that running game can still be his best friend.
Well, and 29 is not old to me. 29 is not old to a lot of people. But to some people, 29 was a little old for Deebo Samuel. You know, when you consider
I'm 29.
The Niners and what they decided.
In football years.
Age is never more relative than it is in football, I feel like.
Yeah, more so than other sports like baseball, basketball.
Yes.
Like 29 is a prime in baseball, basketball. But
the phrase the wrong side of 30 in football, yeah. I feel like is
I feel
a
old
thing.
As 29, though. Is that wrong?
You're just not around enough people older than you.
Yeah, also, you just haven't lived enough. Come back to
I need
me
more
when
trauma.
When
yeah,
you're 35. I don't know if you were to go out there and say you need the trauma. Just say that the experiences have not lent themselves to you feeling as experiences maybe you should have at this age.
Okay, we've gotten some hot takes on the text line.
Oh, I love hot takes.
815, trade Swift for him. No, I don't think we're going to do that. Let's keep in mind DeAndre Swift was the second most popular name in the free agent running back crop next to Saquon Barkley. So maybe we tap the brakes there.
Maybe one of the biggest wins for Ryan Poles is knowing that that was his first option as far as last year when they needed a running back. He said, I want Saquon Barkley, and they tried to go get Saquon Barkley.
I also wanted Manny Machado on the White Sox, you know?
We all have our things, right? There's always that one guy you wanted on that one year of that one team that you feel like would have made the difference.
No, but my point is, it's easy to say that. It's easy to, but also, yeah, everybody ever wanted Saquon on their team.
No, but I mean, they engaged in conversations. They went after him.
Yeah, I was having some fun with the concept because mostly I wanted to White Sox it. But that was, that's another era that
congratulations
also gives,
to White Sox on snapping your 4-game losing streak.
That gives me trauma. When you talk about experiencing more, the Manny Machado days, that was the time to be had. Either way, I think that the acknowledgement of this in some way, shape, or form still lets you know that you don't necessarily know who is set in your running back room for the Bears. And that's a bigger part of this as well. Did Ian Wheeler do enough to impress people to consider him in a different role and maybe have more carries than what was previously thought? You know, that's something that we will examine, I think, especially when more comes out this week about how the Bears want to use their people. Friday might be a big day for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I keep looking at Friday as okay, will they know who their left tackle is before the game, starting left tackle for the season, or will they still be making that decision well after the game? Because you've got the 2 weeks in between the final preseason game and the Monday night opener against the Vikings.
And 417 says, if Ben Johnson really thought the running back was a huge need, they would have done something early in the draft. I don't think so. I think that they did think running back was a big need. And I think that Brian Poles talked about how they stuck to their board, so much so that we saw them not take a running back until the 7th round. Dan Wiederer used to be at the Chicago Tribune, and he has a really good article about that. If you want to look at it, now. And I think a lot of times it is a good idea to revisit some of those discussions.
Also, 815, who said trade Swift for him, also later said, do not take the opinions of 815 literally.
Those are two different phone numbers. I have no, me personally, Layla, I have no beef with 815.
Oh, okay.
The only person I have beef right now with is the person who stole my nuts on Clark bag.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later, right?
Yeah, we'll do it with transition.
Well, we don't have transition today.
Oh, that's right. So, I'm all messed up because of the afternoon show not being in its normal place. All right, so I'll say this really quick.
The fact
quick.
That we were going to be the afternoon show.
There is also that. Nuts on Clark sent me a lovely package, and it was really cute. And I think it was in honor of the Savannah Bananas game, and it had my name on it. And I couldn't take it to the game with me yesterday. So I was going to take it home today. But I can't because somebody stole it. The entire bag.
There's a lesson to be learned here.
No, people steal my stuff a lot at every place I've been, but... It's I don't normally leave something out like that. Like I've had stuff stolen and you know, either out of a fridge, you get your meal stolen consistently or something like that with your name on it or other things.
You know,
with
the
your
turn
name
of phrase,
on it.
Secure the bag.
That's not that wasn't supposed to be for this. So Nuts on Clark, thank you. I'm sorry. I wanted to see what was in there, but unfortunately I can't because one of my coworkers stole it.
Wow.
Who do we think did it?
Before we do that, I just want to. Back somebody, to my original
there
point.
Was somebody in our office, I guess.
Someone who has a pass to get into this portion of the building.
And like that, did you hear about what happened with Studs, by the way?
No, what happened?
The reason we moved the fridge is because somebody stole like two slices out of the fridge, out of the bag of Studs. It's like three slices. So they ate 2/3 of his pizza and then put the other slice
back in. Who
takes
someone's cold pizza?
That is diabolical. That is.
Studs had every reason to be upset. But yeah, so
I'm on the case.
Nuts on Clark. I'm sorry. I would have loved to have seen what you sent. I think I was going to take a bag of popcorn on the plane with me to Vegas tomorrow, but I can't.
Next time you have something delivered here, I would say this. If you're going to leave it here, put it in a manager's office.
Well, I didn't have it delivered. It was a gift.
No. I'm saying anything that comes to you here, put it in a manager's office. I learned that the hard way. Three jobs ago? Yeah. Never leave something out open because people are... Well, diabolical.
Yeah, this was under Matt Spiegel's desk. So,
Nah.
We're not doing that.
Good
we're
vibes,
not doing
babe. I don't know.
Yeah. So I texted the afternoon show and I was like, hey, have you guys seen it? Because I wanted to take this home. I also wanted to know what was in it, but can't do any of that now.
I think it's time for five on it because, yeah, this is. I
so
don't
Nuts
like
on
the...
Clark, if you're listening, thank you for thinking of me. I'll eat my imaginary popcorn on the plane.
Yeah, that's it. It's time to go to break, Robbie.
Can we play the Vega Bus again?
Five on is on next. It can be just our theme for everything that goes badly, poorly, wrongly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.